are so many lessons we can learn here. Let's look at maybe two or three more. First of all, I alluded to this a moment ago. I think Naaman and the king of Syria thought that God could be bought. I think they thought, well, I'm going to send enough money, and Naaman's going to do this. Elisha's going to do this, and he'll keep all of that money. Brethren, God cannot be bought. Now, you and I can be bought. In fact, we have been purchased. We have been bought. 1 Corinthians 6:20, we were bought with a price, and that price is the blood of Jesus, Romans 5, verse 8. But God cannot be bought. Second, Naaman had to make an effort. And brethren, so do we. If he had stayed in Syria, he would have lived out the rest of his life as a leper. Had he not taken the effort, had he not made the effort, he would have died a leper. And you and I, concerning salvation, we have to make an effort. We have to put ourselves in a position of hearing Jesus say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So we have to find a place of salvation. It was in Samaria for Naaman. It's in Jesus for us today. Matthew 11, 28 and following, come unto me, Jesus says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We have to make an effort. Third, we need to do exactly what God has said. Brethren, don't throw a songbook at extend